Good morning. This is Patricia Kohlberg, and today I'm reading a review by Larry Bolden of the latest novel by Diane Chamberlain. Chamberlain is a very famous mystery writer, and her 2021 novel, The Last House on the Street, lives up to her reputation. However, this novel is also very relevant to the times, because the underlying theme concerns voter registration and attempts to keep Black voters from registering. In her author's notes, Chamberlain tells us that she was 14 during the summer of 1964 when three civil rights workers were killed while trying to register Black voters. Later, while in high school, she happens across information on the SCOPE program, the summer voter registration program of the Southern Christian Leadership Conference. What she learns stays with her and eventually informs this novel. The novel itself is the story of two women, Ellie Hockley, who, in 1965, becomes interested in the SCOPE program after learning that college kids from the North are traveling to North Carolina to help Blacks register to vote. More of that soon. The second strand of the novel occurs in 2010, when Kayla Carter, an architect, is about to move into a beautiful home that she and her husband designed together. Her husband is killed in an accidental fall while working on the house. Although heartbroken, Kayla decides that she and her 3-year-old daughter, Rainey, will move into the dream house that is nestled in dark woods and is the last house on the street and the first house in the upscale neighborhood to be completed. Kayla gets a surprise visit from a woman with bright red hair and large reflector sunglasses that she keeps on even indoors. The woman, Ann Smith, says she wants Kayla to design an addition to her home, but in the course of her visit, she tells Kayla that she should not move into the new house, claiming the woods around the house are haunted, and out of the blue, she tells Kayla that she is thinking about killing someone. Quote, "I've been thinking about it for a long, long time," she continues. "Years and years and years, and now I have the chance." End quote. Ann Smith leaves the office after this short but alarming conversation, but Kayla is unnerved by the threats and even more apprehensive about moving into her new home. Back to Ellie's story. Her conservative fiancé and her parents are aghast at hearing that Ellie plans to join the group of Northern students to become a member of SCOPE. Ellie is shocked at just how adamant her parents are in resisting her plans and how quickly her friends turn on her. The story is a long and complicated one, but suffice it to say that slowly the two stories begin to merge. Acts of vandalism and written threats continue against Kayla, including threats to harm Rainey, and she comes to learn that a field behind her house and surrounded by her woods was once used by the Ku Klux Klan as a meeting site. Ellie loves her work with SCOPE, although the townspeople make life as miserable as they can for the young workers, and Ellie comes to learn more and more about the bigotry of her friends and family. When she has the audacity to fall in love with one of the Black SCOPE workers, the full extent of the prejudices and fears of her family and friends become manifest. I won't say more about how the two stories finally come together, but the research Chamberlain has done on the civil rights movement is obvious. This novel is more important to her than the immediate mystery, and the social-political content is much more important to this reader than the story itself. And yet, the complicated plot stands on its own, even without the political commentary. I have read other mysteries by Chamberlain, but none as socially relevant and as significant as this one. I have been talking about Diane Chamberlain's newest book, The Last House on the Street. This is Larry Bolden for the Old Mole Variety Hour, and I am Patricia Kohlberg, reading for Larry, our book mole.